So I'm standing here in downtown Vassar, Michigan. It's about 2,600 people. And where we're standing is in front of City Hall. And on one side, you've got the bigger group standing here. And these are folks who are holding American flags. They're holding signs that say, "Don't tread on me." And they're here because they do not want any of the immigrant kids who've been crossing the border unaccompanied to be bussed up here where they'd be in temporary housing while they went through the immigration deportation system. Tell me what brought you out to this today. I mean, why is this important for you to show up? What are you worried about?
What I'm worried about is if they want to come here, do it legally. Don't do it illegally. We got veterans. We got kids of our own that can't even be helped. And we're going to help more people that we can't even afford to take of our own first.
So you're worried about that there's not enough government resources right now to go around?
There's plenty of government resources. They're being squandered foolishly.
Not allocated correctly at all.
So where would you have these Central American kids who've come over the border unaccompanied? What should happen to them? Where should they go while they're being processed?
Send them home. If we cross over the border in their country, they'll throw us in jail.
But isn't coming here for short-term housing, isn't that part of them essentially being deported? Because that's why they go through the process.
Turn around right at the border. Yep. Turn them right around.
What the people did in California was absolutely just, and it should be done right here in Vassar if they bring a busload of them here.
Anywhere,
turn them back around.
Anywhere in the United States, they should be turned around.
Could I get your names, please, gentlemen?
John.
John Anderson, and it's...
Jerry Kadich.
So that California reference that he made, he's talking about a group of protesters in a small Southern California town, and they recently blocked buses carrying detained immigrants from coming into their town. But not everybody agrees that that's what should be happening. In fact, just on the other side of City Hall, there are about six, maybe seven people, mostly women, who've showed up to support the immigrant children coming to Vassar.
Well, my name is Rhonda Palmer, and I believe God created us all equal. Doesn't matter color, race, origin, religion, we're all equal, and we should all deserve the same.
Tell me what your sign says here. It's obviously handmade. What does it say?
You have to read it. Yeah. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. That's Proverbs.
For the most part, people keep to their own sides of the protest lines. But every so often, there are a few verbal spats that break out, and the police have to kind of gently step in.
That's trafficking in children. That's trafficking in children. Bring them to your house tonight and put them in your house, and they're already there.
I would if I could.
You can bring a whole bunch
I would. I've already offered.
We projected and predicted that we would get resistance.
This is Derek McCree. He's with Wolverine Human Services, and that is the center in Vassar that would potentially house up to 120 of the immigrant children. Right now, they're in talks to subcontract with the federal government, which is looking around the country for safe beds in licensed centers to put these kids.
Our goal is to help these children in need move forward to whatever it may be, to return to their country of origin, to become a United States citizen, whatever is decided.
McCree is very clear about this next part. The kids would stay on campus for everything. School, meals, the rec center, the dorms. Meanwhile, they will be processed through the immigration system. Some of them will apply for asylum here, but it's murky how good of a chance they have for that. It could take years for the whole process to play out, even if the kids do, in fact, find their way to Vassar. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.